Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
7.
Shining down, burns my feet as they touch the ground.
And don't worry about me. I'm just trying to eliminate those annoying ads at the beginning of a video. I find these things so damned annoying. When you're trying to get something, of course, this is what I do for a living. They're not really too concerned about me, Kenny, I guess, and whether I'm annoyed at an ad that's in the way of me getting to a story or a different twist on a story. As I go through the three different computers I have in front of me to keep up with what's happening in the world so that you can know first, fast, and factually, most of the time anyway, what it is that you ought to know about some of these stories of common interest. 888-302-3684, then put you in touch. There are always people who have something to say, and sometimes this is a good place to get your feelings aired one way or another, whether it be through facebook.com/good day. I got some interesting things yesterday, and so did you, Kenny, on our discussions of the Indiana religious freedom law. We'll get to that later on in this hour. Right now, though, let's focus in on the questions that continue to come up following the Lufthansa disclosure. They issued a statement yesterday afternoon confirming that the co-pilot of that crashed plane had informed them of his medical history during his training. Airlines said that they handed those files over to investigators. Here's an updated report.
Prosecutors on Monday revealed that Lubitz had been treated for suicidal tendencies and accused him of hiding his mental health problems from his employer. But in another twist today, Lufthansa admitted that Andreas Lubitz had told the airline about his depression when he resumed his flight training in 2009. The airline has now turned over email correspondence to investigators.
100% Flugtag.
Only a week ago, Lufthansa CEO Carsten Spohr had said Lubitz was 100% airworthy without any restrictions. Until now, Lubitz's medical health records have been protected by Germany's stringent privacy laws. But his apparent decision to deliberately fly a plane into a mountainside has provoked serious debate about whether that should be changed. Currently, doctors are not obliged to tell airlines if pilots have problems that would preclude them from flying. And the German Chamber of Doctors issued a statement that a physician can only disclose a condition when he has definite knowledge that the patient will cause a dangerous situation. Breaking patient confidentiality can mean a jail sentence. Some German politicians are already calling for the laws to be relaxed, especially in cases where lives could be at risk. For the hundreds of relatives who have come to the crash site, however, laws have little relevance now.
I would say in the case of Lufthansa, oops. So they say he was fully qualified 6 days ago, and now he isn't so qualified that he did tell them about serious depressive episodes. So what does that tell you? These people are just like politicians. Most big businesses don't tell you the truth until they're really pressed, like buying a car from the car dealer that I bought here in Santa Monica. They don't tell you the truth until you push them to the wall. He was in flight training school, and he told them about his depressive episodes back in 2009. And so why was this guy? This is the question every single day. Anybody with any brains who is interested in this asks the same question as the right question. What's he doing flying a plane? Too many questions. And so I guess Lufthansa, Kenny, has set aside $300 million already or the insurance company has to pay the claims that will come against them because of this malfeasance. And so at that rate, 150 people on the plane, each person would be entitled to $20 million. Is that right? My math right? Something like that, the families of the
something people like that, yeah.
who are dead. So what do you have for comments? Facebook.com/good day, Twitter, good day, on the plane.
Carol says, the Green Wings, German Wings flight 9525 makes me wonder if the Malaysian flight MH370 may have been victimized by a similar pilot.
No. That's a quick answer to that. The answer is no. All right, next.
Paul says, when a doctor makes a determination, any driver in public for any driver in public transportation, the doctor has a responsibility to report it.
You would think. What is the doctor? You have any doctors listening? 888-302-3684. What's your read on the oath and the HIPAA standards and all the other crap that's been part of the new the medical laws the last 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 years, or HIPAA goes back longer than that. But what are you supposed to keep for yourself, and what are you supposed to reveal? In this case, it would seem to me if the law doesn't... there is not a lot of common sense sometimes in the law. In this circumstance, if you're keeping that information, which is certainly pertinent and relevant to a guy who's flying a plane, you're keeping that from his employer, or you could say, well, nobody asked, I suppose. But isn't it your job? This is part of the debate, and a good debate. This is a healthy conversation to have. Very healthy. I want to get on a plane and look in the cockpit. I want to see a guy who's got gray hair first, hopefully. And the person who's sitting on the other side look like he or she has a clue. Frankly, what I sense lately, there are more women who are turning into pilots, and I'm betting that they're making better pilots than some of the men. Women, generally speaking, take, and this is a, maybe you'll consider this to be an over, a gross over generalization, women take better care of themselves, physically, spiritually, emotionally, so they're more in touch more often, not saying that it's perfect. But I think that when you look around at the status of women in most every job, they are more adept at handling the jobs than our men, and we reward them for being better by not paying them as much. There's the deal. 888-302-3684. Any more comments, Kenny?
Yeah, Katie says, a suicidal individual with a history of depression might kill himself, but only an out-and-out murderer takes 150 innocent people down with him.
Yeah, let's give him the death penalty. Oh,
yeah, too late.
Too late. 14 past the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. You've tried to whiten your teeth, and you know how annoying the process can be. Maybe you've tried those strips, the trays, the toothpaste that have those little marbly things in them that is really good for getting rid of the stains, but it eats away at your enamel, so pretty soon you got nothing left. Messy stuff, too. The way that people now have taken care of their teeth, or maybe over the last 10, 12, 14 years, you notice more and more people have caps, crowns, veneers, that kind of stuff. And when they get smoky, when they get yellow, when you're not looking really very good, then the Power Swabs people have come to the rescue. Power Swabs, a clinically proven teeth whitening system to get your teeth whiter and brighter in just 5 minutes. This is a claim that they can prove. 5 minutes. This is easy to use. This is a great product. I'm using it. You ought to be using it, too. Everybody's got a problem with their teeth one way or another, unless you just have fresh veneers. Pretty much everybody. No matter what, I was looking at a picture of Joni Mitchell. She's been hospitalized, and she's always been a big smoker and a drug user and, you know, things like that. I don't know that she's, I'm not saying she's doing it now, but her teeth show that she's been using things that are not good for probably her teeth and the rest of her body as well. So she could use some power swabs, and you see the pictures of her today because of her condition. You'll say, oh, look at those teeth. That's what that, honestly, Kenny, that's the first thing when I saw that story about her. First thing when I looked at her picture, ooh, her teeth. They're veneers, but they're yellow. No yellow veneers, no yellow teeth. Call this number and make sure that you, as you go through the process, I'm trying to find the right number. Find the right number for this, please. 800-281-6829 for power swabs. Those people who smile a lot, got yellowed teeth from the coffee, the tea, the red wine, call 800-281-6829. I don't mean to belabor this. I just think this is a great product. Doctor-formulated product whitens your teeth with his patented safe tooth detergent. It's a whitening agent that works. And you'll be thanking me when you are the recipient of the results. Look in the mirror after you've started using it. 800-281-6829. Power swabs. Mention Doug Steffen, and they'll give you some of those sticks that they use. It's a whiteout stick that they have. Really kind of cool because you can take it with you, put it in your pocket, and when you, it's called a stain out quick stick. When you get somewhere and you want to have your teeth look better, just put the stain out quick stick on them, on your teeth, and you'll see a glossy shine. There's a gum rejuvenator. They have all kinds of stuff. Ask them about it when you call 800-281-6829.
Know-how. 5 quarts of Pennzoil and a Napa silver filter are now just $21.99, which means it's date night with the one true object of your affection, your car. So treat her to 5 quarts of Pennzoil and a Napa silver filter. She'll be purring in no time. And at $21.99, a Pennzoil oil change is still the cheapest date around. Conquer the job with Napa Know-How. General States pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state local taxes or recycling fees at participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Offer expires 4/30/15.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Set up multiple local numbers to give your business the appearance of being local, no matter where your office is. I also recommend adding a toll-free number to make it easy to serve national customers. There are some 800 numbers, but you can also have an 877-866 or 844 toll-free vanity number that makes your number easy to remember and promotes your business. Keep listening for more ideas here and visit grasshopper.com.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License all 50 states and home loss number 3030.
All right, some names in the news today, Kenny. The man who was one of the chief heirs to the Getty fortune. His name is Andrew Getty, found dead yesterday here in Los Angeles, one of four sons of Gordon Getty. These people, most of the members of the family are multi-billionaires. One of the richest men in the United States, 47. Why would you take your own life with all of this? That's the question a lot of people ask. Look at all the money he's got. What's the old song from the Beatles? Can't buy me love. Money can't buy me love. And a lot of other things as well. One of the most frustrating things, I think, for people who have money is how to deal with the fact that they have money and what other people are, you know, always trying to grab or get at their money. Well, I'm sure that's not the only thing that was going on with this guy. Shirley Temple passed away a couple of years ago. Costumes, toys, photos, autographs from a lot of her films, coming to a city as it goes around the country on a tour. And then there's going to be a big auction of all this stuff in July, which seems kind of sad when you get right down to it. The traveling exhibition of all the Shirley Temple's things begins at the end of this month. I can say that because it's April 1st at the Strong Museum in Rochester, New York. Among the items on view will be a baby grand piano inscribed by Mr. Steinway as a child-sized race car is also among the things, gift from Bill Robinson, Mr. Bojangles. Remember him? So all these traveling Boston, around New Jersey, California, Texas before the July 14th auction.
You've been listening listening to pharmacist Ben and Dr. Wallach for a long time now, and you're wondering if Youngevity really works. Hi, my name is Adam. I'm an employee at GCN, and I've been using Youngevity products for over 2 years now. Call me today to hear my story at 612-695-5982. You too can lose weight, experience increased energy, and feel better about yourself and the future of your family. Call today, 612-695-5982. That's 612-695-5982.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Recognize the Rolling Stones here? The Stones are headed back to tour North America, confirming news on their Twitter account yesterday. Mick and Keith and Ronnie and Charlie kicking off the Zip Code tour in San Diego on May 24th. Then they'll stop in Columbus, Minneapolis, Dallas, Atlanta, Orlando, Nashville, Pittsburgh, Milwaukee, Kansas City, Raleigh, Indianapolis, Detroit, and Buffalo. End up in Quebec on the 15th of July. That's a fast move around. It's called the Zip Code Tour. First time the band has played North America since the Bigger Bang Tour. Well, 10 years ago, I think that took place, right? Tickets on sale April 13th. What are they going to go for, Kenny?
I don't know. I haven't seen the price yet. I'm pretty sure it's out of my range.
Yeah, but right. I remember going to the Stones concert in Dodger Stadium here in L.A., I don't know, going to be 20 years ago. I sat in the 14th row, couldn't hear a thing. Not a thing. Oy. But it was interesting to watch the antics up on stage, no question about that. So that's for the fans of the Rolling Bones. Meanwhile, fans of late night shows, a little smile time now as we start off with Conan O'Brien and bring you some Jimmy Fallon smiles from last night, Seth Meyers and James Corden coming up.
We got to talk about Indiana. A lot of anger over Indiana right now. It's in the news. A lot of anger over Indiana's law that many say discriminates against gay people. Well, earlier today, this is the latest, NASCAR's chief communications officer said that NASCAR is disappointed in Indiana's religious freedom law. That's what NASCAR said. Yeah. So do you hear that, Indiana? You're not progressive enough for NASCAR. Here, actually, that's a new low for you. Indiana's Governor Mike Pence said the new law is not a license to discriminate against gays. Yeah, he said, think of it as more of a learner's permit. Started. Gets you started. You have to have an adult present when you discriminate.
Right, you gotta start.
And then you move forward.
Sure.
Yeah. I got an interesting fact about our president you may want to hear. As of this week, the only state that President Obama has not visited while in office is South Dakota. That's the only one. Yeah, South Dakota residents said they're looking forward to President Obama or any black person visiting soon.
The White House just announced that President Obama will attend a summit in Kenya this July. When asked if he's ever been to Kenya, Obama was like, of course, I was bored. There's nothing to do. So I was bored there. Hi, Lee. So right this summer, President Obama will attend a summit in Kenya. When asked why, Obama was like, just a with Republicans. Republicans aren't happy. In fact, yesterday, former New Hampshire Governor John Sununu said that President Obama is just asking for criticism by going to Kenya. Then Obama was like, oh, Nunu, you didn't. I did. And in a recent article, a White House aide who travels with President Obama said they often have to enter hotels through the service entrance. Because when they go through the front, Biden always gets stuck in the revolving door. He's like, no, I'm getting sick.
Passover is this week. And I thought this was great. In honor of the holiday, many businesses are passing over Indiana. There's been a lot of talk about gay rights and gay issues this week. And Senator Rand Paul told BuzzFeed this week, I don't think I've ever used the phrase gay rights. He said, I don't think I've ever used the phrase gay rights. So it sounds like he's also never going to use the phrase, I'm president.
I forgot this is Passover week. Easter is Sunday, is it not? I'm not a member of the CNE crowd, but yeah, I think Easter is this week. And Passover is this week as well. Another example of how the holidays, the holy days in both religions, the Jewish religion and tradition, and the Christian tradition come together. I wonder if there's some Islamic holiday around now. Something for us to research. 28 after on Good Day.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute. I'm your host, Mark Green, today with Gary LaMarche and Ron Christie. Coming right up, is Prime Minister Bibi Netanyahu's re-election win causing more problems for Democrats or Republicans and for the Jewish vote in America?
Welcome back to the Dog Show. Up next, we have Satchmo. Satchmo is a member of the Shelter Pet Group.
That's right, a group known especially for the couch-snuggling, ball-chasing, face-licking, and, of course, companionship. Now, let's see him in action. Look how he makes eye contact with this person. That's actually known as the treat stare.
How intuitive. And now he appears to be excitedly turning in circles.
Ah, the happy dance of coming with this group.
But really, the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Satchmo is to meet one.
Visit theshelterpetproject.org today. Adopt.
Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Ron Christie and Gara LaMarche. Netanyahu's 11th hour tactics did win him re-election, but clearly has offended the Obama administration. Looking at the Jewish vote, who was more hurt by the Bibi-Obama fight, the Republican Party or the Democratic Party?
I think when you have very respected people like Baker coming out and saying what he did this week, it just shifts the dynamic significantly in one direction. So I just think that there is more room on this issue, which has been hard to have an open discussion of in American politics, than there used to be. And the reason for that is the way Netanyahu has cast his lot.
This is not Netanyahu and Republicans against Obama. I think this has been Obama showing his contempt for the Prime Minister of Israel for years that manifested itself in such a manner that Iran is seeking to enrich uranium.
Right.
So the folly, the notion that the Prime Minister of Israel shouldn't do everything possible to a neighbor that wants to wipe them off the map, that is also chanting death to America while negotiating with the American president, I'd say the one who has his head in the real world is the Prime Minister.
That was your Both Sides Minute today with Ron Christie and Gara LaMarche.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Let's read and think and enjoy our day. It's April Fool's Day. I'm Doug Steffen. I'm not an April Fool. Pretty much I'm foolish every day. I don't reserve it or I don't keep it on April 1st. There's a time for other people who are so serious, like Ken Kesler, always very serious, never gets silly. Today is his day to be silly. Have you figured out what you're going to do yet to be silly?
I'm going to take a nap.
That sounds like you need one right now, in fact. 888-302-3684. Yeah, we'll do April Fool stuff later on. You got to stick around in the program. Right now, we're into the serious side of a lot of, not a lot, but several of the items that you have been talking about, not the least of which, I think this is going to be number one this week on the countdown, the law in Indiana, which no one, I shouldn't say no one, very few people seem to really understand. And so in order to bolster Indiana's position, Arkansas has passed a religious freedom law, which is pretty similar to the one in Indiana. The folks in both of the states that passed these laws fielding criticism that the measures are a thinly veiled attempt to permit discrimination against gays. How many people feel that's the case? 888-302-3684. Email to Doug or Ken at DougSteffen.com, Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day. Kenny has got some things. I received this full-page protestation yesterday from a listener named Bobby, who said, I want to quickly comment on the Indiana law. I think we might forget too soon about the issue with the cake maker refusing to make a cake for a gay couple. This was a wedding, I think, wasn't it last year, Kenny?
I think so. Yeah.
Anyway, they got a lot of criticism and ridicule. As a business owner, I feel that a huge part of my success is due to the values on which my business is built. I should have the right to refuse to offer my services to anybody that would cause me to compromise my values. It's not about refusing gays or lesbians, blacks, whites. To me, if a business is being overly seen as discriminatory, then the free market will determine their fate. What if a photographer who is a devout Christian refuses to shoot a lesbian wedding? What if Playboy magazine wants to run ads on the Good Day program? The ads just will run.
Yes, sign that check.
Right. What if sexual toy manufacturers want to rent the billboard next to a school? What if a city council tells a private Christian school they can't teach certain biblical truths? Where does it end? we can say, yeah, it's different, but is it really? I feel that my sacrifice to open my business should give me the right to offer my services at my will or refuse to offer my services if I want to. If someone wants my services, then they play by my rules, not theirs. If my rules are seen as discriminatory, then my business will dry up, and I'm sure that the free market will supply what I that which the need that I wouldn't be able to. To me, discrimination is if a lesbian was told to go to the back of the line because she's a lesbian or something like that. I'm tired of not being called a bigot or a racist just because I don't live how liberals think I ought to live or think like they think. I should have, I should think, anyway, it goes on talking about ideologies, and he says, sorry for the rant, ridiculous, the travesty to the nth degree. There are a lot of people who feel the way this fellow feels, and I agree with him 100%. If people are running a business, they ought to be able to run it the way they want. The free market decides one way or another whether you work or not. Look at the, look at all the hoopla about Chick-fil-A. That's where I didn't even know about Chick-fil-A, frankly, until the hoopla last year. Wasn't it that they refused to serve or hire gay people? What was it, Kenny? What was the whole deal with them?
Their CEO had been on the radio and said
right,
something about that.
Yeah, right.
But it got way. I know this is a shock that it would get overblown in the in the news media, but right. It was never proven that they discriminated against anyone.
No, it wasn't. And that's what happens. A lot of things here. This man makes great point. Why is this so divisive? Why is this so much on our minds? What has happened here? The governor of Indiana said that he admitted he mishandled the passage of this law and now wants a piece of legislation to clarify that it doesn't give anybody the right to discriminate. He said, quote, this law does not give anybody a license to deny services to gay and lesbian couples. What did Conan O'Brien said? No, it's a learner's permit.
Yeah.
All right. So here is Governor Malloy from the state of Connecticut, who basically underscores the reason or lack thereof for this law. And this is a critical piece, as you might imagine.
I don't think that will support any state that is prepared to discriminate against the citizens of Connecticut. You know, religious freedom is already protected in the United States. It's in our Constitution. It's in most state constitutions. When you ask these questions, it's like you think that this is gray. It's not gray. We already have constitutional guarantees of freedom of religion. What they're doing now and what Arizona almost did, and let's go back to Arizona. They knew how dangerous this was. The governor vetoed it. There. Now you have a couple of governors who think, hey, because I'm personally popular or because discrimination is a popular thing in my state, I can get away with this. No, we're not going to support states that are going to discriminate against the citizens of the state of Connecticut.
One of the things that I have enjoyed most about my life is where I grew up in the town of Framingham, Massachusetts, where I've lived all my life. And I've decided I'm going to move from Framingham, but I found over the years that diversity, I grew up with it in school. It is a very diverse community in terms of the population now even. And I think it's been very healthy for me and others, my children who were exposed to it. Lots of people learned a lot about a lot of different people. I didn't know, I had never seen a black man until I was maybe 4, 5, 6 years old, somewhere in there. And maybe there are a number of you who had the same experience. Rich, Kenny, do you remember first time that you saw somebody that was not the same color as you?
I don't remember it being significant because there was a black boy who was my age who lived a few doors down, and we were best friends in preschool and beyond. So it never was anything significant to me.
Mm-hmm. And what about the first time you saw somebody that you knew was gay? Oh, how old were you when you even realized there were such things as a gay person?
Probably a teenager.
Yeah. I don't even remember. I honestly don't remember when I first met somebody. Maybe it was in... Oh, no, yes, I do. No, I do remember. His name was Ron Corper. He was the dorm counsel when I was a freshman at Heidelberg, and I always wondered why he carried a hot dog around with him, and found out rather explicitly at one point in my freshman career. It wasn't anything to add. It was just, that actually was funny. I look back upon it now. Anyway, use your imagination. The Indiana law and what it really does versus what some people think it does. May I, for a moment, help you understand what is different about the law in Indiana? First, the law explicitly allows for profit businesses to assert a right to the free exercise of religion. The federal law doesn't contain any language like that. Neither does any of the states except for the law in South Carolina, now the one in Indiana, and I guess the one in Arkansas is now the same. Is that right, Kenny? There are three states that have this sort of exception.
Yeah, if the governor in Arkansas signs it, then it'll
be... Yeah, right. Well, maybe with all the controversy, he won't. Louisiana, Pennsylvania explicitly excludes for-profit businesses from the protection of their Religious Freedom Act. The new Indiana statute contains this language, quote, "A person whose exercise of religion has been substantially burdened or is likely to be substantially burdened by a violation of this chapter may assert the violation or impending violation as a claim or defense in a judicial or administrative proceeding, regardless of whether the state or any other governmental entity is a party to the proceeding." So what does that basically mean? All the basic, what it means is that any for-profit business can refuse you service because you are gay, you're Jewish, you're Muslim, anything they don't like, and then use free exercise of religion as their defense to try to protect themselves if you sue them. Man, you know, I don't have a problem with that. But as the gentleman said who sent me the long Facebook treatise, you suffer the consequences at the hand of the public. If they know it, you know, if you, this is what goes on in this day and age. If you got something that whether there's a big group or a small group of people don't like, they're going to become right in your face all over the place. Facebook, Twitter, every Instagram, anything that is social media, they're going to protest in front of your store. They're going to do as much as they can to try to shut you down. And so I think that whether that's right or fair or not, it's the public marketplace. The marketplace takes care of these things. And the reason for passing a law like this, I mean, I'm not going to tell you that I think it makes any sense. It doesn't. It just underscores bigotry. And there's no need for that in America. We used to be a melting pot. We are now a mosaic. Everybody wants to get separated out. They want to be treated differently, blah, 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 blah. And so I think the passing of these laws doesn't reflect well on the states that pass them, because there's a certain amount of ignorance and kind of an up-your attitude that I don't much care for. But that's me. If you pass it, it's okay with me. I don't care. I'm not going to live in Indiana. I'm not living in Arkansas. But it does make for good fodder or conversation. But then it gets down to, I don't like to talk about politics because it's so divisive, and I don't want people to feel like, you know, we're tipping the bucket one way or another here, because I think you lose listeners, and I just want you to understand kind of what's going on. I'll give you my take, Kenny will give you his take, Richie will give you his take, Jennifer will give you her take, and then you got your take. And your take is the most important one. My take's not that important. Kenny's isn't that important. Yours is what's important. So take it and do what you will with the information. But getting all hot in the collar, under the collar with it is silly. Frankly, I think it's just silly. But that's how people's passions come out. If you got things, most of the time people that present themselves and get all wrapped up around something like this and get really angry, you've got something else going on a lot more serious in their life, and they can't deal with it, so they'll deal with their anger this way. Food, there's more food for thought. 15 before the hour on Good Day.
I'm BehindTheBuy.com senior editor David Gregg with some small business solutions for the spring season. The ergonomic LG Tone Ultra Bluetooth wireless headset was designed to offer seamless communication in your life. Make hands-free calls and listen to music with easy access controls. JBL's signature sound provides great fidelity while delivering up to 15 hours of talk time. It's available in black and white for under $100. Dyson's new V6 Absolute Cordless Stick Vac picks up everything. It's the most powerful
cordless vacuum on the market today and the first to feature HEPA filtration. It comes with two cleaner heads for powerful performance on carpets and hard floors. The V6 Absolute is now available at Dyson.com. Canon's Maxify MB2320 printer delivers high speeds, affordable, high-quality printing and cloud storage capability. Its huge 500 sheet paper capacity, fax and scanning features promise seamless performance. Canon always provides their award-winning U.S.-based support. The MB2320 has an MSRP under $200. Carbonite's affordable automatic business backup pro and server plans provide secure cloud storage to an unlimited number of devices. Your business data will always be safe, so much so Carbonite even meets HIPAA's strict requirements. Carbonite provides anytime access to your data from any device. Enter code SPRING and get 3 bonus months free at Carbonite.com. For BehindTheBuy.com, I'm David Gregg.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Sound professional with a main greeting and multiple extensions that forward callers to your mobile phone. You can even get voicemails transcribed. Join over 150,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com. The entrepreneur's phone system.
For over 20 years, you've trusted Lumber Liquidators to make high-quality, beautiful flooring affordable for everyone. Delivering this value means you get the floor you want at the low price you deserve. So we've lowered prices even more. This week, get stunning espresso, Hevea, 3/4-inch solid, pre-finished hardwood for just $2.99. Or natural strand bamboo for 41% less than our competitors. And 18-month special financing. You trust our value, we value your trust. For quality hardwood, see the flooring experts. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Did you get a new job last year? Or did you not get a new job because on the way to the interview you remembered you're terrible at interviews, so you hired a guy off the internet to do the interview for you and didn't really think it through because he got the job and is now very happy in his new position? Huh. No matter what you went through last year, answering questions like, did you get a new job, is much simpler. Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
The Good News Department, 12 before the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Kenny and I have an exhaustive list of good news. Market index showing no signs of retreat. The Standard & Poor 500 index, which is much better, much more accurate, much more worthwhile in my mind than the Dow Jones Industrial Average. It rose for the ninth quarter in a row. Only had three other stretches that long since World War II. So that's a good sign. It's basically because the housing market is now stretched. Went for so long, what was it, almost 6 years of this depression, recession, whatever you want to call it. So people weren't buying homes. They were renting, and the homes were being repoed right and left. There's still, not necessarily right and left, but there are a lot of people who are having problems making their mortgage payment. But as that stuff changes and the interest rates are low, people are buying building houses. I saw in Salt Lake last week when I was visiting Jack, just below his office, there was a big swamp there. Last time I was there, which was a year ago, now there are 140 houses built on a swamp.
Wow.
Really. But they're not houses. They're sort of large apartment complexes because people there can't afford to buy a new home. They can't afford to buy these things, especially with the interest rates the way they are. But anyway, the point is there are investments. I was talking last night, a friend of my son's who went to prep school with him, his father ran a hedge fund. Listen to this story, Kenny. Father ran a hedge fund. And we all know that if you run the hedge funds well, you can make a lot of money. His father was worth the $10 or $12 million, or maybe more than that, by the time the kid got to be 21. He said, I'm going to give you $1 million now, because he's graduating from college, or I'll invest it for you. You decide. Kid says, you invested for me, Dad. You do a good job. Father says, okay, you're 21 now. You get the money when you're 35. He turned 35 last week. Guess how much the $1 million investment was worth from 20 when he was 21? Take a guess.
$10 million.
75.
Wow.
I'm
available for adoption.
Yeah, where do we sign up for that adoption?
Yeah.
Imagine that. God love the guy, and God love the kid. And the kid started his own business, not fazed by the money at all. He's a builder in Colorado. But what a great story that is, huh? 51 past the hour. Wish him well.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Now 53 after the hour. We haven't done any April Fool's stuff yet. Stand by. You've got plenty of time left. Those of you who stick around for the morning, help yourself. I'm sure there'll be something that'll show up. It's the 1st of April, and Shelley Palmer talks with us first in our Tech Talk time. He's got some information on how to download photos. This actually sounds pretty interesting to me, and I bet I can figure this out, too, after listening to him. Let's all listen together as we learn how to download photos to your iPad from your camera. That's how we get started with Tech Talk Info, and that'll come up in a moment here on Good Day.
Things aren't the same as they were when Geico started saving people money over 75 years ago. We didn't have reality TV. Back then, it was just reality. The most exciting thing that ever happened was when Jimmy got his head stuck in a gopher hole. And trust me, that's not a show anyone would binge watch. Yep, we didn't have much entertainment, but switching our car insurance to Geico was pretty exciting.
Geico, saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, iPads have advanced to the point where they can do most things a full computer can do. Certain things, like photography and photo editing, are still better left to a computer, but if you're a photo hound and want to give up your laptop forever, it's not impossible to make the switch. Here's what to do. To offload photos directly from your camera, Apple accessories like the iPad Camera Connection Kit or Lightning to SD card reader will let you move photos directly onto your iPad. Storing them can be tough, though, even if you shell out for a top-of-the-line 128GB iPad. To keep all that data organized and keep free space on your tablet for apps and other documents, cloud services like Dropbox or Amazon Cloud Drive can do the trick, as can home-based cloud networks and networked attached storage devices. Finally, photo editing will always be better on a computer, but apps like iPhoto and Adobe Photoshop Touch offer decent options for touching up your photos. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn all about it.
For Doug Stevens, Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Do you want to learn how to mask your identity to browse inappropriate websites and stream media while at the office?
Well, we can't help you with that. But among the many IT problems we solve, Barracuda's web security solutions keep online activity clean and ensure internet bandwidth performance. Reclaim your network, like 150,000 other businesses already have. To learn more about preventing web-based threats, visit barracuda.com/web.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. Don't miss out on big savings for a memorable Easter feast. Pick up a flavorful boneless carving ham for just $3.28 per pound or less. Plus, add a side of delicious green beans with oranges and herb butter for just $3.98 per pound. Top off with 35-count cluster baked dinner rolls for just $4.98. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better in the club. See club for details.
I'm Jay Farner with some great news on how you could save an average of $3,000 per year on your mortgage. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. The HARP guidelines have changed. There's less paperwork and often no appraisal required. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed law 50 states and home loss number 3030.
All right, so a couple of items at the Doug Steffen website in the world of technology. The story of an Alabama mother who was so horrified by her children's recent behavior at a movie theater that she went to Facebook to send a plea for forgiveness on behalf of her children. The message has gone viral. The apology has been accepted. Can you imagine? I guess there are two things here. They were in a screening of Cinderella last week. And the 16-year-old had been in the movies with his sisters, apparently, and they were rude, they were obnoxious. The people in the theater kept telling him to shut up during the movie. And then the mother found out about it from the son, and she posted on Facebook an apology for the children being disrespectful. That's okay. I guess it's all right. It shows you that that's the sign of the times, Kenny. But why are they misbehaving badly in the first place would be my question. Anyway, so that's the story. The Facebook apology has gone viral. Also, at DougSteffen.com, the story from Amazon getting into the handyman business with Amazon Home Services. Check out this with Tom Kreidler. This is a new marketplace for on-demand professional assistance. The site lets you find professionals in your area that can help you with all kinds of chores around the house. This sounds like Amy's. Is it Amy's List?
Angie's.
Angie's List, that too. Isn't that, this is basically the same thing, isn't it?
It sounds like it's very similar, yeah.
Yeah. Need somebody to teach you how to play an instrument, to help you brush your teeth, or get better in math, or whatever it is. Any service you want, they're going to, this sounds like a, you can get anything you want at Alice's Restaurant. Go to Amazon instead. All right, so that's that story. This is Good Day, 59 past the hour.
Dr. Wallach has been warning us for decades to take control of our health care and our food supply. O Foods and Dr. Wallach's Youngevity have partnered to help you be prepared. Members of Youngevity can now buy Go Foods directly from their personal store. If not yet a member, call 800-648-9753. Or on the web at www.storefoodnow.com to get special member pricing. That's 800-648-9753 or www.storefoodnow.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.